bridge group is called the Worms, the Wild Old Retired Men. And my wives say worn out old tired men, that kind of thing. But yeah. Then they belong to a different group. We meet once a week and they meet once a month, and they're called the Mixed Nuts.
See? Well, you meet more often. You deserve to be worn out.
And we travel. We try to travel a lot, but I don't know if we're going to be doing that much anymore without the problems we have. But we have been in most countries around the world.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Mm-hmm. But as you get older, it's more difficult to get around.
Do you like package tours with buses?
Generally, not with the buses, but with trains or cruises.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You can get a better price anyway if you buy a package. They have those volume discounts they can get.
That's right. Or used to, anyway. We don't know what's going to be like for the immediate future. A lot of specials out there now.
I bet. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to Israel right now.
No. I've only been in the airport there, but I think that if you need to travel, it might be good to take a foreign carrier, though, that has strict things in
place. LOL has been very careful there.
And you mentioned USC. Tell me about your schooling.
Well, I graduated from San Marino High School and started at the University of Redlands in Redlands, California before the Second World War. And then left there after a very short period of time and was in the Navy. And then I couldn't afford USC before, but the GI Bill of Rights, and came back, and I had a friend that went to USC, so I went to USC and I majored in accounting and graduated there. It took me 8 years instead of 4 years because of the intervening period of time.
Mm-hmm. In the Navy, what did you do?
I was an aviation machinist mate.
In the Pacific?
I was throughout the United States and never got aboard a ship. I was in Los Alamitos, Coast Bay, Oregon, and Astoria, Oregon, and Jacksonville, Florida, Norman, Oklahoma, and Yellowwater, Florida. Those were the primary, those were the bases I was at. I was in carrier aircraft service units. The airplanes were getting ready to go on carriers. We had to outfit the planes and roll them in through their training and then maintain the planes.
Planes make sense. I mean, to think of O'Norman as being a Navy hotspot.
That was because of the fear during the Second World War of bombing, since we had 19,000 sailors being trained there in all kinds of disciplines, and 3,000 Marines. Mm-hmm. So there's about 22,000 people there. It was seemed strange too, but then they didn't have blackouts there. They had blackouts on both coasts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Coos Bay. Is that how
Coos,
you?
Coos. Coos Bay. Coos Bay. It was Marshfield, Oregon. It's in the southern portion of Oregon on the coast, and the people went and the men went away to the service. It was Marshfield. When they came back, they had changed the name to Coos, C-O-O-S, Bay.
Coos Bay. I've seen it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't sure of the pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the black stuff that coats stovepipes inside our chimneys?
Soot.
Okay. All right. And the white stuff that falls to the bottom?
Ash.
This asks if you've been out of the county. I think we've covered that.
Mm-hmm.
And the travel outside the United States and abroad, we've covered that too. And your main occupation during your lifetime?
I was retired as a senior vice president of finance at Monasco Manufacturing in Burbank. And that's been a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. 1988, I left.
Good, you've had lots of
time. Had to move to New Jersey, though, because they bought our company was bought out by Colt Industries. Had to go back there, and I became a group controller there over all of their aerospace units. They had about eight of them.
Wow.